Stromae is not Stromae, but actually a Belgian called Stromae. Usually categorized as rap or electro, his music also owes a lot to the legendary Belgian singer and poet Jacques Brel. But it's more than that. Belgium has been through a lot these past few years, not least narrowly avoiding splitting into its French and Dutch-speaking parts after 19 months without a government. This report from John Lawrenson in Brussels on how a young man with roots in Central Africa has become the symbol of a new, more self-confident Belgium.
Jacques Brel, Brussels, 1966. Stromae, Brussels, now.
Formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Brel, I'm influenced by his acting, like his generation, like Nougaro, like Aznavour, like Piaf. They was playing acting, living actually the song on stage. And I think that's the best lesson we can have for our generation particularly, which wants sometimes to be what they are on the stage. And I think that's not the best way to do our job, I think.
When Stromae walks in, boyish, thin and neat, in a green and yellow checked cardigan, yellow shirt and yellow socks, you kind of think of that other Belgian hero, Tintin. Unlike the comic book adventurer, though, Stromae has a backstory, and a tragic one. His Rwandan father abandoned his Belgian mother when he was a baby and was later killed in the Rwandan genocide. C'est pas gay, it's not gay, as Belgians are wont to say. Stromae's subject matter is grim, absent fathers, alcoholism, the misery of parenthood, and music. He likes it sad.
It made you cry?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Of course? You often cry when you're listening to music?
Yes, yes. This kind of music, yeah. With so much melancholy, which is the best definition of life, I think.
In the video of this song, Formidable, watched by 60 million people so far on the internet, Stromae had hidden cameras filming him on a grey morning in Brussels. He was apparently drunk after a long night out, bothering people on their way to work, before being moved on by some gentle lowlands police. The rain drizzles, the trams roll by. It's all so Belgian. Thierry Coljean is music editor of Belgium's biggest French-language newspaper, Le Soir. Stromae is, he says, super Belgian, because, like Brel, he echoes the country around him.
It's very, very realistic. Jacques Brel, he was talking about us, about Belgium, about Brussels, about Le Plapé. It was about Flemish roots. Most of the songs of Jacques Brel was really realistic. For Stromae, it's the same thing. Stromae speaking about cancer, about drinks, about depression. I remember Alors on danse is maybe the more depressed song with a dance beat.
Qui dit fatigue dit réveil, encore sourd de la veille. Alors on sort pour oublier tous les problèmes. Alors on danse. Alors on danse.
Qu'est-ce que tu veux? Shana, tu vas dans le bureau. Allez, viens. Allez. Allez.
The sociologist Claude Javoux reasons with a worrying-looking attack dog called Shiner that he's looking after for his son. At his age, Javoux says, he really can't be bothered with Stromae's music, but as a phenomenon, he says, he's fascinating.
Stromae came up during the wave of Belgian chauvinism last year with a new king, a new glamorous queen, and especially the Belgian national football team, the so-called Red Devils. And it's very surprising because everybody would say, well, Belgium is vanishing. There's no Belgium anymore. Yeah, Flemings, Walloons, Bruxellois. And then something happened. And now we have Stromae. He looks like a new Belgian, like Obama is a new American. And stories about the same. A white mother, a black father. It's a new Belgium, it's mighty ethnical, and we have to be used to that. And surely Stromae helped us to accept it.
Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où Papa Outé, Where Are You Dad?, which contains the memorable line, "Everyone knows how to make babies, nobody knows how to make fathers." In the video, he plays a sort of blow-up doll or tailor's dummy of a dad that his little kid is trying to play with. More and more, Stromae is letting into his music the African rhythms he heard as a boy, like the splendid-sounding Congolese rumba, which, not so paradoxically as it turns out, gets him thinking about what it means to be Belgian.
The way we want to always compromise between everything, that's, I think that's really Belgian. And I think I'm really Belgian for that, because I never make choice, and that's my problem, actually. I have, like, crazy, different influences in my song, in my music, for example. Like, yeah, I want trap music, I want Congolese rumba music, I want salsa, I want dance music, I want hip-hop music in one. Yeah, okay, let's try it. And if it sounds really bad, it sounds really bad, but, yeah, that's my way of creation, taking some things who cannot match in theory, and we will try to do our best to make it work.
A bit like Belgium itself.
John Lawrenson reporting there on a musician breaking new ground in his homeland and across the world.